This is Vision for Christ World, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. Have you prayed for healing and then later experienced that healing touch from God? Have you prayed for healing and you are still waiting for it? Why is it that God heals some people right away and others wait for years or are never healed? What about spiritual healing? These are some of the points I will cover on the broadcast today. First, I need a brief word with my Father. Father God, let me show everyone who you really are and reveal your only Son, Jesus Christ, to those who are listening. Praying in Jesus' name, amen. Let me begin today by noting that some source material for this program was derived from material at gotquestions.org. You may contact us through our website at www.visionforchristworld.com. Just click on Contact at the top of the main page. If you are not a Christian today, maybe you are wondering if you were to confess Jesus as your Lord and Savior, repenting of your sins and allowing Jesus to save your eternal soul, would Jesus then heal your physical disease or disability? The answer is, I do not know. No one but God knows that. But you have a greater problem than your disease or disability. You are under a death sentence from God for the sins you have already committed. Without Christ, you are heading for an eternity of misery and darkness, far away from any healing or relief in the life to come. Romans 6:23 says, "When people sin, they earn what sin pays, death. But God gives his people a free gift, eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." In John chapter 3, the difference between being healed of sin for all eternity in light and peace, or of going to hell in eternal agony in isolation and darkness, is sharply contrasted. Listen to John chapter 3, starting in verse 16. "For this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. God sent his Son into the world, not to judge the world, but to save the world through him. There is no judgment against anyone who believes in him. But anyone who does not believe in him has already been judged for not believing in God's one and only Son. And the judgment is based on this fact: God's light came into the world, but people loved the darkness more than the light, for their actions were evil. All who do evil hate the light and refuse to go near it, for fear their sins will be exposed. But those who do what is right come to the light, so others can see that they are doing what God wants." Healing from a horrible eternity is certainly a valid healing. Psalm 30, 2 and 3 says, "O Lord my God, I cried out to you, and you healed me. O Lord, you pulled me up from Sheol. You rescued me from among those descending into the grave." Psalm 103, 2-4 points to healing as being primarily spiritual and therefore eternal. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy." Getting saved and being born again is the best kind of healing. Listen to Jeremiah 17:14. "Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for you are my praise." 3 John 1:2 reinforces this idea of body and soul health being related. "Beloved, I pray that all may go well with you, and that you may be in good health as it goes well with your soul." What does the Bible say about healing? Isaiah 53:5, which is then quoted in 1 Peter 2:24, is a key verse on healing, but it is often misunderstood and misapplied. Here's how it reads: "But he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed." The word translated healed can mean either spiritual or physical healing. However, the context of Isaiah 53 and 1 Peter 2 make it clear that it is speaking of spiritual healing. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. The verse is talking about sin and righteousness, not sickness and disease. Therefore, being healed in both these verses is speaking of being forgiven and saved, not physically healed. The Bible does not specifically link physical healing with spiritual healing. Sometimes people are physically healed when they place their faith in Christ, but this is not always the case. Sometimes it is the will of God to heal, but sometimes it is not. The Apostle John gives us the proper perspective. This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we asked of him. That's 1 John 5:14 and 15. God still performs miracles. God still heals people. Sickness, disease, pain, and death are still realities in this world. Unless the Lord returns, everyone who is alive today will die. And the vast majority of them, Christians included, will die as the result of a physical problem, disease, sickness, injury. It is not always God's will to heal us physically. Ultimately, our full physical healing awaits us in heaven. In heaven, there will be no more pain, sickness, disease, suffering, or death. Read Revelation 21. We all need to be less preoccupied with our physical condition in this world and a lot more concerned with our spiritual condition. Read Romans 12, 1-2. Then we can focus our hearts on heaven, where we will no longer have to deal with physical problems at all. Revelation 21:4 describes the true healing we should all be longing for. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. Why doesn't God just heal everyone? Why does God only heal certain people and not everyone who sincerely pray for healing? Sometimes God's blessings come in other ways besides physical healing. If it were always God's will for people to be healed, then everyone would be healed every time he or she became ill. If good health were always God's will, then Christians should never die. We can't blame someone's sickness on a lack of faith, for we know biblically that God sometimes uses illness to accomplish his will. Also, it's not just wayward believers who get sick. Paul, quote, left Trophimus sick in Miletus. That's 2 Timothy 4:20. And Paul himself had a physical ailment that the Lord declined to heal, 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Often Christians have an oversimplified idea of healing. They think that if they are sick, they have only to ask God to heal them, and because God loves them, he will heal them immediately. Healing is often seen as proof of a person's faith and of God's love. This idea persists in some circles in spite of the truth that every mother knows. A parent does not give her child everything he asks for every time, no matter how much she loves him. Johnny Erickson Todd has struggled with this issue for a long time. As she recounts in her book, Johnny, she sought physical healing of her quadriplegia. This means she cannot use her arms or legs. She prayed and fully believed that God would heal her. In her words, "I certainly believed. I was calling up my girlfriend saying, 'Next time you see me, I'm going to be running up your sidewalk. God's going to heal me.'" Yet Johnny is still in a wheelchair today. 45 years after the accident that left her paralyzed, God has still not healed her. Her perspective is one of great faith. God may remove your suffering, and that will be a great cause for praise. But if not, he will use it. He will use anything and everything that stands in the way of his fellowship with you. So let God mold you and make you, transform you from glory to glory. That's the deeper healing. Some feel that God will never heal anyone miraculously today. Others feel that God will always heal a person if he or she has enough faith. But God will not be put into either of those two boxes. We need to understand that healings, even in the Bible, are very rare indeed. For the first 2,500 years of biblical history, there is no mention of any healings whatsoever. Then during the life of Abraham, we have a possible healing, although it is only implied, Genesis 12. Then we have to wait until the life of Moses, who performs a number of signs, to authenticate his authority as God's leader. However, the only healing associated with Moses is Miriam's cleansing from leprosy in Numbers 12. With the coming of Christ, we have the fulfillment of the Mosaic Covenant, Matthew 5:17, and a reversal of the effects of Israel's spiritual backslidings. Wherever Christ went, he healed the sick, but this was not just because of kindness on his part. His healings were always a sign from heaven of Christ's authority as Messiah. He was giving Israel a taste of the kingdom of God. See Luke 11. Those who refused his authority were often left sick. Matthew 13. At the pool of Bethesda, for example, Jesus healed only one in a huge group of people. The apostles were also given the specific power to heal the sick, and for 37 years they went everywhere telling those who heard their message. Again, their miracles, including healing, were confirmation of the truth of the gospel the apostles proclaimed. The 12 apostles did not heal everyone. Often, there were Christians left unwell in spite of the apostolic power. Paul says to Timothy, "Use a little wine because of your stomach and your frequent illnesses." 1 Timothy 5:23. Why didn't Paul just lay hands on Timothy and heal him? It wasn't because Timothy didn't have enough faith. It was because it was not God's will to heal Timothy that way. The healing ministry was not for anyone's personal convenience. Rather, it was a sign from God to the Jews of the Old Testament covenant primarily, and of the validity of the apostles' message. We are not living in the apostolic days today. Of course, God can and does heal today when he wants to. The question we need to ask in any given situation is, what does God want? Does he desire to heal the individual in this life, or does he have another plan to show his glory through weakness? Someday, all sickness and death will be eradicated. See Revelation 21:4. Johnny Erickson Tada will walk again in heaven one day. Until then, there is a greater healing, the cleansing of our sinful hearts, that God performs every day. Has this happened to you? Have you submitted yourself to the control of God and His Holy Spirit so that Jesus can save you eternally? Now let me pray for you. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to pray and ask to be granted repentance that leads to life by God, and to repent of their sins. Honestly, sincerely repent, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe in you, Jesus, and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, by having personal, saving faith in you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio, FM local area radio, as well as on shortwave radio. Our website address, www.visionforchristworld.com. You may contact us through our website at www.visionforchristworld.com. Just click on Contact at the top of the main page. That website address, www.visionforchristworld.com, and search our Facebook page as Vision for Christ World. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor, praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in personal saving faith. I will leave you today with this text from James chapter 5, verses 13 through 16. Is anyone among you suffering? He should pray. Is anyone in good spirits? He should sing praises. Is anyone among you ill? He should summon the elders of the church, and they should pray for him and anoint him with olive oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. So, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great effectiveness.